us on a quest for the best music. Take a journey to the edge.
On 91.3 WHJE. Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast from Lucas Oil Stadium of Carmel Varsity Football. If you're just tuning in, great time to tune in. It is halftime. 3-0 is your score. The Carmel Greyhounds lead. I'm Jesse Smith alongside John Perkins. And John, we're going to take a little bit of time to overview some events that are going to be going on at Carmel Athletics in the next week.
Yeah, here at WHJE, we don't just cover varsity football. In fact, we cover a multitude. Tomorrow morning, we've got JV football. Be sure to tune in. That is Saturday morning. It's going to be a great game, folks. We love that JV team. They do such a good job. Come out here and show up and really support that varsity team. So we want to be out there for them. Monday, we've got ninth grade football. Hey, this is something cool. We got a ninth grade B game. And so if you've got a ninth grader who plays on the B team, you might get the opportunity to hear them on the radio. That's something really cool that we offer here at WHJE. Just a quick rundown. Wednesday, we got girls soccer. Thursday, boys soccer. And, of course, Friday, we've got varsity football. It is homecoming, folks. Another great game to tune into. But right now, folks, we are here at Lucas Oil Stadium, and it has been such an honor to broadcast to you and support this Carmel community, support the team. The fans have been incredible. It's a good showing. The student section is just full. And one of the things we've seen, Jesse, that stuck out to both of us has obviously been this dynamic duo that hasn't been so dynamic, per se. Isaac James has seen most of the first half action. John Lampe did get a drive or two here and there. But so far, it has been pretty one-sided, and it's working.
It has been, you know, and James is coming out with this new look offense that we really haven't seen from the Carmel Greyhounds in recent memory. They're coming out with a single back formation and two tight ends, but the two tight ends are running back and a wide receiver, two of their starters, and they're only having one or two wide receivers out at a time. And Shakir Pascal has been taking a bulk of the load from the actual backfield, and a lot of the read options have been going to Austin Roberts. So a lot of different things, a lot of new moving parts for the offense, but it has been efficient, and it has given them the 3-0 lead to the half.
Well, if you look at Shakir Pascal, again, he's just a sophomore, but he's a huge back. And, I mean, when we mean huge, we mean huge. He's a big guy. But he hasn't had much of an impact. Going back to even the Trinity game, he had 5 attempts for only 6 rush yards. Center Grove, he only had 4 attempts, but this was for 17. Tonight, he's done a much better job of really spreading out his style of play. We've seen him head to the sideline here and there. He's gotten some nice, almost read options. Again, you got to credit Isaac James on those. He's been able to work it on to the tackles and the guards out there. So a good job of Pascal to really open up his game and really come out as more of a speed back instead of just that power back that we're so used to seeing.
And, you know, something to note here, you know, let's take a little bit of a moment to kind of reflect on what this game actually means. We are here at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. For a lot of guys, this might be the only time that they ever get to play in this venue. But if you're somebody like John Lampe, this is your third time playing. He did make an appearance in that 2011 state game, came here last year and played, and of course is back this time. But for many guys, maybe their only time, maybe their second time, but regardless, it's still is just as exciting every single time they come here.
And I want to hang on John Lampe for a second, because again, I know I've said it before, he started out really slow in the season, came out, played a fantastic game. He threw for 206 yards against Trinity. Again, two passes intended for Joey Scott, the tight end number 84, were dropped. And so in reality, Lampe was actually 15 for 18, including Scott's, or excluding the Scott drops. And unfortunately, Joey Scott did have a drop. This game, tough for him to come back. But beyond that, Lampe came out again, Center Grove throwing like nobody's business, 15 for 21 with two passing touchdowns. Again, you've mentioned it, 75-yard touchdown pass to Austin Roberts at the beginning of the second quarter to tie up the score at 14. And folks, that was really when we started to see Austin Roberts come into his shell and really fill that role that we expected from him as a D1 player at UCLA.
And, you know, Roberts coming into that game, you know, he obviously had that kickoff return earlier in the season. But 10 receptions, that's impressive enough to add with the 158 yards, 75 of those coming on the one touchdown pass. He himself, as a dynamic player that he is, you mentioned him being a D1 recruit to UCLA. When it comes down to it, he can be a game changer. And what I mean by that is at any point in the time, he can find himself in the end zone. He's that special of a player. You throw him a screen pass, you even put him in the backfield, or you're going to him down deep to the field, a lot of different places you can put him.
So now I want to go to some of the other receivers. We haven't seen a lot of action from Thomas Baldwin, number 86. Last game, he had 3 receptions for 52 yards, and he was kind of that big play guy. He had an average of 17.3 yards a catch. We haven't seen him at all tonight. Colin Pearson chalked up a reception last game. He had a much better performance in the Trinity game, but we haven't seen him at all tonight either. And so that it kind of scares me a little bit, makes me a little cautious, wondering if that Carmel offense is becoming a little too one-sided. I know it's nice to have James. He's really that guy that you can go to and rely on for the run. But they've thrown him into some passing situations, and they've still got John Lampe on the sidelines, who, again, is just an incredible resource.
And for the first time tonight, the Carmel Greyhounds are going to receive a kickoff here after they deferred in the first half. So Austin Roberts and Chris Perkins will be back deep to return this one to start the second half. 24 minutes of game time remaining as the Carmel Greyhounds remain leading 3-0 heading into the second half. A lot of exciting action to come up. We'll see. Will it be a defensive-sided affair like it was in the first half? Will we finally start to see some offensive fireworks come out as we start the third quarter here with a kickoff? And it will be number 39, Nash Griffin. Again, the sophomore kicker, also the punter of this team, having to do both of those positions. Adam Kramer knows a thing or two about that. For on the Carmel side, we'll be kicking this one away. Carmel being awfully cautious against the onside. That one is going into the area right there of Chris Perkins, who takes it at the 15, cuts across middle of the field, has some room, and he's going to be brought down there by Quintez Wright, who's made a couple big tackles so far in the game, mainly in the secondary.
So again, it's going to be nice for the Greyhounds to come out here after halftime, a nice rest. I'm sure Kevin Wright was pumping him up in the locker room, going over some different just play adjustments they might have on offense. But again, score 3-0 to start this second half. A very large 11:54 remaining in the third quarter, and Isaac James is going to come out for the Greyhounds.
Coming out four wide, pistol formation. He has Perkins in the backfield. And this time he is going to give it. He's going to keep this one off the left side. He is going to be brought down after a gain of 14 across the 40-yard line. And there's that rushing attack that was so efficient in the last game, with James leading that attack with 78 yards on the ground.
And James makes it so hard for any defense to be able to read what he's going to do. And then in the drop of a second, they can just toss John Lampe in there. He can come up with a big passing play.
Coming out with a three-wide set with the tight end this time. And he is going to give this one off to Perkins up through the right tackle, and he's going to be brought down for about a gain of 4. So the ground game moving right now is going to set up a 2nd and 6 from about their own 44-yard line. 11:24 remaining here in the third quarter. Carmel still remains leading 3-0. They come out four wide set again, pistol for Isaac James, putting a man in motion. That's Scott, and he's going to hand that one off again up the middle to Chris Perkins. He's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 6 coming up. So a very manageable situation for Isaac James and the Carmel Greyhounds as they are on their own 44-yard line. Started out very well on this drive, moving the chains on the first play, a 14-yard run from Isaac James. Score remaining 3-0, 10:44 remaining. Same formation, four wide set. They split the difference. James waiting for the signal, going with the hard count this time. He's going to hand that one off to Perkins again up the middle, and he's going to be stuffed for about a gain of 2. That's going to set up about a 4th and 4.
So again, Chris Perkins not having a great game last game. Rushed a total of 14 times for only 32 yards. Now again, he did have 2 rush touchdowns. That was against Trinity. But last week, 18 for only 72. So again, struggling. That's going to result in Lawrence Central getting the ball here. So they're going to have their first drive of the second half. Again, Adam Kramer is going to be punting it off now for the Greyhounds.
He's going to be kicking this one into the area of Jarrett Montgomery, the junior, playing a lot of different positions. That one going up into the air. bouncing around at the 35, takes a Carmel bounce, and that one's going to go out of bounds at around the 30-yard line. It's going to be spotted at the 31, and that is where Tyler Redfern, who had a very effective first half through the air, is going to take over.
He's been explosive, too. We didn't expect him to have much of a passing attack coming into it. A very good rusher. Again, we wrote this into our notes that he's great on the run, and we saw him make a few throws as a scrambling quarterback, but he's had some nice time in the pocket to be able to throw. And let's see if he's able to come out now and replicate that.
Four wide set, three to his right. He goes with the screen pass into the area, and Alex Akins is going to come up with a huge stop right there as King is going to be wrapped up about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, sitting up about a second and 13. The sophomore Akins proving he's a pretty great fundamental tackler. So they're going to come back out with this 2nd and 13 situation. 9:23 remaining in the third quarter. Still 3-0 in favor of Carmel. They're going to go 4 wide again from the right hash, though, so they put out the 3 wide receivers to the left. He still has Wilson out in the backfield. He's looking over towards the right side. He finds his man. That is Kenny Jones on the reception. He's going to gain about 6 yards. Going to set up a 3rd and about 7 situation for Redfern. They've shown they've been able to convert so far on third down in this game, especially through the passing game. A couple of QB rollouts throwing on a run across his body. Redfern is able to find the hole in a secondary. Same formation, 3rd and 7 from his own 34. 8:44 remaining in the third quarter, going deep down the field, down the right side, and that one's going to be over the head of Kenny Jones. Zach Woods there on the coverage.
Good job by Zach Woods. Came back last game against Center Grove, played very well. In fact, was very promising in practice. Picked off both Isaac James and John Lampe for a total of 7 times in practice. So has come out with a vengeance and nice coverage. Obviously, over a guy who's got a big height advantage on him, again, Kenny Jones.
So teams are going to trade punts here in the first possessions of the second half as Griffin will be kicking away from about his own 20. That one on the ground. He's going to have to get this one away, and he's going to get leveled there by one of the Carmel players. And they're going to take this one at about the 30-yard line. And he's going to be brought down. And a big hit right there. And that one is actually going to be returned by number 52, Sebastian Torres of the Carmel Greyhounds. A big hit delivered by number 4, none other than Noah Burks.
And Noah Burks has been a nightmare for punting teams. I mean, and I can go on and on about him, but he did an incredible job against Arsenal Tech. Tipped and blocked a punt, got his hands on the ball, and he has just been a threat. He's done a great job as well on the defensive side of the ball. He's only a sophomore. They've let him play a little bit. Burke's coming up big with 6 tackles last game against Center Grove.
Looks like Isaac James is going to come back out in a pistol formation, 3 wide, 2 to his left. He's going to hand that one off to Perkins, spin move across the 25-yard line for about a gain of 3.
And I want to pause it here because Isaac James just proved why he's an incredible quarterback, and just his decision-making. A nice read option there. The defense was coming at him hard from both outsides, defensive ends and the linebackers. Able to read it, hand it off, get some nice yardage on that one.
So he's going to come back out. That traditional pistol formation this time, again, same formation, 3 wide, 2 to his right. Going to put Scott in motion. Perkins in the backfield takes the snap. And this time James is going to keep it off the right side, racing towards the sideline. 20-yard line is going to take a shot at about the 19, and that's where he's going to be spotted out. So good gain right there, setting up a 3rd and 1. So 7:45 remaining in the third quarter. Carmel still leading 3-0, and they are in the red zone at the 19-yard line off the right hash. So James coming back out, this time with a 4 wide set. They split the difference. Perkins still remaining in the backfield, 3rd and inches. As he takes the snap, he's going to keep this one again, trying to dive across the 18-yard line. It looks like it's going to be close, depending on the ball spot right here. The officials are going to call a timeout. Waiting on the official spot right here, and it looks like they're going to call this one 4th down. So no gain there for Isaac James off that keeper. So from the same spot, 7:34 from the 19-yard line.
Again, great 4th down efficiency by the Greyhounds last game, 3 for 4. Watch for it now.
So 4th and inches again, 3 wide set for Isaac James, trying to go with that hard count. Now looks over towards the sideline for additional signaling. as 10 seconds remaining on the play clock, so still plenty of time to direct this offense. Moving receiver out wide a little bit more. Perkins moves up. James takes the snap, hands that one off to Perkins. He's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage, and another turnover on downs. And a great tackle right there by number 44, Jack Pounds, the senior defensive end, 6'1", 220, bringing down Chris Perkins.
And Jack Pounds, what a player. We go back ages, played at Heritage Christian together, played on the 7th grade football team. He was a monster back then. I actually played receiver. If I can brag on myself for a little bit, my abilities, maybe I should be recruited. But Jack Pounds has always been a big guy coming up there, big time for Lawrence Central. Now they have the ball with only 7:04 remaining here in this third quarter.
We are going to see a new quarterback, number 19, Kyle May, come out for the Bears. He's going to hand that one off to Williamson up through the middle. He's going to be brought down for a loss of two, so deciding not to go with Tyler Redfern here on the first play. And Kyle May, the 6'1", 190-pound junior, is going to remain on the field as a field general for these Lawrence Central Bears.
Now it looked like Sebastian Torres got the initial contact. Had a big play there on that kickoff return.
Three wide set for May. He's looking to pass. I was going to run this one up the middle. He's going to be met by the linebacking crew. Still breaking tackles. And finally takes a big shot there from Jack Conway, stopping the forward progress after about a gain of four. But it looked like he was going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be about a 3rd and 5 right now for the new quarterback from his own 26. 6:16 remaining in the third quarter. Carmel still holding on to that 3-0 lead. Let's see what formation they decide to come up with. Looks like they're going to go with that shotgun formation, three wide set. He still has Williamson in the backfield to his left. From the right hash, takes the snap, rolls out to his left. Blitz coming, that one over the middle, and that one's going to be intercepted again by Mitch Davis, his second of the game. He stumbles across to the 7-yard line, and great field position. First and goal coming up for the Carmel Greyhound offense.
And so we haven't even seen Kyle May listed as a quarterback, and comes out now and throws an interception. Second interception for Mitch Davis today. A nice return. And so what great field position for the Greyhounds coming out now. Ball's going to be placed at about the 8-yard line. That is of Lawrence Central. And so the Greyhounds have an incredible opportunity to finally put some points on the scoreboard. And that'll be in this third quarter. 5:48 remaining in the third quarter, folks. The score is 3-0.
Single back formation. They put a man in motion. A lot of confusion at the line of scrimmage. Once again, Carmel will retain possession as Shakir Pascal just barely gets that handoff. Will be a 2nd and goal from the 8.
You know, and Jesse, I understand the runs up the middle, but at the same time, I don't. I'd like to see the Greyhounds implement more of a play-action ball game into this style of their offense. I think it would work incredibly. You're expecting Isaac James to make a lot of these calls, and now, excuse me, we're going to see John Lampe, the veteran, come out here. And so maybe he is going to pass here. Maybe get that play action that I've been hoping for. Either way, he's going to lead his team here.
Four wide set from the pistol, three out to his left. Lampe takes a snap from the 8, looking deep into the end zone for Roberts, in the corner, depending, and he is going to be out of bounds, just barely can't get that 1 foot in. So will be a 3rd and goal from the 8, but going with a fade route deep towards the right side to Roberts this time.
And credit John Lampe coming in on his first play in almost about a quarter. Coming in, having to throw a very difficult pass to the corner of the end zone where only Austin Roberts can get to it, and almost completed that one, almost threw for a touchdown.
Football, obviously a game of inches, and that is an indicator right there. Just not able to get that possession in right before that left foot hits the whites in that end zone as Lampe takes the snap again. Option run this time. They get it out to Roberts, trying to break that tackle. He's going to be brought down 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and that's going to set up a 4th and goal from the 13-yard line, and a rare option run there by John Lampe. We usually see Isaac James come out for that. Let's see what Coach Wright elects to do here. It looks like we might see the field goal team come out with Adam Kramer.
So Adam Kramer, been the star. He tacked on his first field goal of the season earlier in the first quarter. And now with 4:32 in the third, it looks like he's going to have another shot to take this game to 6-0 in favor of the Greyhounds.
Same spot as it was last time. About a 30-yard attempt coming up for Adam Kramer. Baldwin with the hold. The receiver, this one, the hold is good. The kick is up, And the kick will also be good. And Adam Kramer with two 30-yard field goals gives the Carmel Greyhounds a 6-0 lead.
Again, Adam Kramer had a tough time kicking last game against Center Grove. The Greyhounds were able to get the score up to about 14. But then again, Adam Kramer missing a point after there and really put the Greyhounds in a hole. We saw that happen with Trinity as well. And so the kicking game hasn't been as perfect as we'd hoped. But tonight, Adam Kramer has shown up, and he has come up big for the team. When they've needed points so desperately, he has stepped up, and he has sinked some solid kicks from, again, that 30-yard mark.
And he had some really big shoes to fill coming into this season with the school record holder with Billy Stumbo, 11 field goals in his junior campaign there, breaking the school record, which still stands today. So Kramer with big shoes to fill, and he is 2-for-2 tonight and on the season as he is lined up to kick this one away for the Carmel Greyhounds, who hold the 6-0 lead with 4:14 remaining in the third quarter. Kramer set to kick this one back towards Williamson. And this one is away. Another solid kickoff there by Kramer into the back of the end zone. Williams has no option, but it will be the touchback. That's his second of the night.
And so a lot of these Greyhounds in prominent key positions have had to battle what you just said, Jesse. They've had incredible athletes go before them in recent years. You know, talking about Brandon Luger, a senior leader, and Lampe really had to cover a lot of time there. And then again with Adam Kramer and that Billy Stumbo dynamic. And even you had the punter in Brandon Dirksen, who just gave you so much depth in that kicking game. And so Kramer's really had to cover all sides of it. Now, they do have a lot of depth, but Kramer stepped up to the challenge. I'm impressed.
So it looks like it will be Redfern returning to the quarterback position. He hands out one off to Wilson, who stumbles off the left tackle. Carmel, couple Carmel Greyhounds signaling they have possession, but he will be spotted down after about a gain of 3. So it will be a 2nd and 7 from their own 23-yard line. Redfern returns to the game after sitting that last possession.
And according to the screens here, it looked like the ball might have come out. But again, no reviews here in high school.
So it looks like they're going to come out in the shotgun formation from the 23 left hash. 3 wide receivers out to his right. He looks, gets that one over towards Jones off the left sideline. Penalty markers fly as Jones is going to be leveled out of bounds there after a big hit from the safety. We'll see what the penalty is called. It would be a gain of about 1 yard if the play stands. 3:29 remaining in the third quarter. This one moving along quickly. A lot of rushes in this one. We'll keep the clock running. Still 6-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Waiting on the official call. That one was thrown towards the left sideline. Official will come out to make this call. And it will be an illegal block in the back against Lawrence Central. So let's see what Carmel decides to go with here. If they're going to back up and let them have that down, it looks like they will. So going with the yardage game this time will back them up to their own 12-yard line. And it will remain 2nd down, according to the linesman. 2nd and 18 is the official call. They're going to come out with that same 4-wide formation. 3 out to his right as Redfern's going to step up to the line of scrimmage to direct his offense. Now backs away as Wilson remaining in the backfield. Play clock running down as well as the game clock. 3:11 right now. He drops back looking over towards the left side. Spin move. The pressure coming. Has to throw that one away. He gets that one out of bounds in the area of Kenny Jones. So no intentional grounding on that one. But the blitz coming. The likes of Kendall Hune coming up big on that play.
You got to give the Greyhound defense a lot of credit. They've had to be the cleanup crew, and they haven't had a lot of time to sit down and get refreshed. And they've done a great job of limiting those big plays like we talked about. That was a key to victory, you know. The offensive and the defensive line, who was going to win that battle? And tonight it's been that defensive line.
They're going to come out with that same formation. Wilson still remaining in the backfield. It will be a 3rd and 18. Let's see if they decide to go conservative or air it out this time. They will go conservative and running up the middle with Wilson, but he's going absolutely nowhere, gaining about a yard on the play, setting up the 4th and 17 with 2:55 remaining in the third quarter. Again, Carmel holding on to that 6-0 lead right now, and the punting team is going to come on out with Griffin in the backfield.
And so, again, the defense doing a nice job now to give the offense another shot here to put some points on the board. Again, Adam Kramer, two field goals, 2:40 remaining in this third quarter, 6-0 in favor of the Greyhounds. Again, folks, that are both off of field goals here.
Couple men back deep to return for the Chroma Greyhounds as Griffin standing in his own end zone. That one bouncing, gets the punt away. That one bouncing at about the 40-yard line, takes a Lawrence Central bounce. And that one will be downed at the 45-yard line by number 57, Carlton Stovall, who's been all over the field, been on the kickoff team, also playing defensive end. Now we see him come in on the punting game. But a nice job there with that recovery from Griffin. Turns out to be a pretty decent punt.
And guys like that remind me of Noah Burks. And I know we've mentioned him before, but he's really one of those guys that, you know, you don't really have a position to pin him in. He can play linebacker. He can play on the line as a defensive end. He can play on the punt team. He can play on the kickoff team. He really does everything. Just a great guy to have on your team. And he's one of those guys who will continually step up.
So four wide set for Isaac James. They put Robertson motion into the backfield. James is going to keep this one, but he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Going to be sacked for a loss there. And again, Stovall and Brandon Lee both in there on that one. They will split the sack with 2 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. 6-0 is still the score. Will be a 2nd and 13 for the Carmel Greyhound offense. So they're going to come out in that pistol formation for the first time in a little bit here for Isaac James. Three wide set, two to his right, takes the snap. Going to hand that one off to the tailback. That's Perkins. He's going nowhere, losing a yard, setting up a 3rd and long.
Tackle there was Craig Cooper, a defensive end. He's a junior, 6'2", 230 pounds, big boy on the line. And then we're starting to see this defensive line now make some noise, stir up some commotion. Starting to give, again, that young offensive line of the Greyhounds some trouble.
See what formation they go with this time. As they change quarterbacks, Lampy back out there for the Carmel Greyhounds. Four wide set for him with Perkins in the backfield looking to pass, looking over the middle. That one is deep, and that one will be sailing out of bounds. That one will be a 4th and 14. It looks like Kramer is going to be trotting out for the punting unit.
So the attempt there was to number 86, Thomas Baldwin. Again, we haven't called his name tonight. He hasn't picked up a reception. But pass overthrown there. Baldwin did have some room between him and his defender on the right side of the field. It would have been a nice pickup. But nonetheless, Greyhounds are going to go 3 and out here. So again, Adam Kramer punting away. Lawrence Central is going to have a shot.
Kramer fields this one cleanly. This one's up and away. A pretty good punt for him near the 30-yard line. Fair catch will be at the 32 with exactly a minute remaining here in the third quarter. That is exactly where the Lawrence Central Bears will take over. We'll be right back.
The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to WHJE broadcast here. We're going to get you right back to the action. Lawrence Central's got the ball.
From the shotgun, two wide set, looking slant over the middle to Jones. He got him across the 42-yard line. He's going to be close to the first down. With 52 seconds remaining in the first quarter, clock still counting. It's going to be a 2nd and 1 from the 41-yard line off that left hash. Greyhounds still lead 6-0 if you are just tuning in. Same formation for Tyler Redfern with that shotgun. He has his tailback Curry in the backfield. He's going to keep this one off the right side. Redfern has a lot of room to run across the 40-yard line. It's a foot race now down the right sideline. He's going to go into the end zone. And just like that, we have a tie ball game, and Tyler Redfern with a huge run to make it 6-6.
And again, big plays, big plays, big plays. That is the big play that Lawrence Central needed, folks. The score is now tied here 6-6. They've got the opportunity to tack on one more. 23 seconds remaining in the third quarter. What a huge score. That was game-changing right there.
What a big extra point this will be right here. With only 23 seconds remaining in the third quarter, time becoming of a premium for both teams. This one tied up with the opportunity for the lead. as Griffin we trying to go with it here. This one is up. And the extra point is good, and that is the lead for the Lawrence Central Bears, 7-6.
And now we got a ball game, and now is the time when we are going to see Kevin Wright's expertise kick into gear. Folks, we talked about him before. He's got 165 wins under his belt. Very fantastic coach. He's experienced. He's coached at many different places, from Heritage Christian to Warren Central to Trinity in Louisville. He has found himself here at Carmel. And this is his moment to shine right here. He is the man with the clipboard. He has got the opportunity here to really build some great momentum for the Greyhounds, build a great drive. And it's going to be interesting to see who he chooses as his quarterback.
You either go senior leadership way with John Lampe, as we were talking about in the player profile, or you can go dynamic running game where you have Isaac James. Nonetheless, 23 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Still have the full fourth quarter of play to go. The back deep to return will be Austin Roberts and Chris Perkins for the Carmel Greyhounds, as Griffin, who just knocked down that huge extra point, will be kicking this one away, trying to pin the Carmel Greyhounds deep in their own territory. This one is up, and this one is away. A line drive kick right at Perkins at the 10-yard line. Bobbles a little bit, has some room to run across the 40-yard line. He's going to stumble across at the 45, but a huge return there by Chris Perkins gives the momentum right back with the Carmel Greyhounds.
It's a back-and-forth style of play. We saw both very slow drives ending in three and outs. And now here, Austin Roberts with an incredible kickoff return. We saw him do it before. Almost able to break that last tackle again. Number 39 there. That was the kicker. A very nice shoestring touchdown saving tackle from Nash Griffin. He's not really called upon to make tackles, but in that situation, thank God he was there.
So now putting the Carmel Greyhounds in Lawrence Central territory, it will be John Lampe coming out to play quarterback in a four-wide set pistol formation. Under pressure right there, that one tips up and away. That one will be an incomplete pass off the fingertips there of Jason Baldridge. Will set up the second and 10.
So Lampe a little slow to get up here. I want to see him get things going a little bit. 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. Second and 10. Looks like they're going to have time to get another playoff here before the quarter ends.
Clock has stopped. Ball has not been officially set. So they do have 10 seconds. Clock still hasn't been told to run yet, as Lampe has time to throw this time, rolling out to his left and a little bit of pressure now over the middle. Finds his man Roberts, and he's going to dive across the 34-yard line. It's going to be close to the first down marker.
I don't see why you don't throw to a guy like that much more. Lampe scrambled, threw a pass into traffic, and the only man who could have made anything happen was Austin Roberts. Drew it in. Incredible catch. They got to get the ball to him much more.
And that will be the end of the third quarter as the clock runs out. But a first and 10 coming up from the Lawrence Central 34-yard line. John Lampe in the offense. They are driving. 12 minutes of game time left. We will be right back with the exciting conclusion of this game.